Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Stephen, the last time I talked to you, and congratulations on your best-selling latest book, but the last time we spoke was before the election, so yes. We'll do our little Trump dance together here, celebrate.
Well, it's great to be with you again, and by the way, I think I predicted on your show that Trump was going to win, and I also said that, we have to win Pennsylvania, and if we won Pennsylvania, we would win the election, and that is exactly what happened. And so, but by the way, the title of my new book, which I wrote with Arthur Laffer, and is forwarded by Donald J. Trump, the title of that book is The Trump Economic Miracle. So, yes, I do believe in miracles. and so I think we're going to see another economic miracle in the years to come. By the way, did you see yesterday the Small Business Confidence Index by the National Federation of Independent Business? That they've been doing this for 32 years. That every month they survey small businessmen and women about how they feel about, you know, the direction of the business conditions. It went up in November by more than any other month in the history of the survey. So people are so optimistic. I mean, and you're right to highlight what Trump did today. He went to Wall Street, rang the bell. Did you see what happened when he went to the floor of the exchange? I mean, people are shouting USA, USA. I mean, there's just, it's so amazing the fact that you just see, and I travel a lot around the country, and I'm doing a lot since Election Day. People, there's just a new hop in the step of Americans. They just feel good about the direction of things. You look at the numbers for what people are spending for Christmas. They're feeling optimistic. We're feeling confident. And this is the Trump effect. And so I feel really good about things, and we're going to straighten things out. And, I don't know if you saw we had a little cartoon in our outline this morning about the alien spaceship comes down and the little alien goes up to the gates of the White House. And Jill Biden is there, and the alien says, "Take me to your leader." And Jill Biden says, "Well, he's at Mar-a-Lago right now."
I love it. I love it. You know, and I love that we started out positive because it was a great moment this morning as it was happening, just that infusion of positive energy.
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's just, you feel it. Even, you know, what's so interesting, even like my some of my relatives who, when Trump won the first time, they wouldn't even talk to me. You know, they were so angry about it. But you know what? Even they, are saying, well, you know, maybe Trump is going to be, even my Democratic friends are saying, maybe he's what the country needs. You know, so it's a different attitude. And by the way, Trump's popularity today and his favorability mm-hmm. rating is higher than it has ever been.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I saw that you had put out, and I reposted, you had posted about the per household impact of the Biden-Harris, agenda and how much we pay. I'd love to get into that a little bit, because although I am hopeful for the future, and I believe in all of your titles of your books, if people haven't, which I think our audience has seen most of your books, but Trumponomics, great one. Obviously, you put that out in 2018, and then the latest, which is a number one bestseller, Trump Economic Miracle.
By the way, can I just say one quick thing about that? So, when Arthur Laffer and I were writing the book, we went to see President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and we showed him a bunch of the charts in the book, and he loved those, and he said, Steve, what are you going to call this book? And I said, well, Mr. President, you know, our title, you know, our working title is Trumponomics 2.0, because Laffer and I had written that book in 2018 called Trumponomics. And he said, no, I don't like that title. He said, call it the Trump Economic Miracle. that's how we came up with the title.
We need a miracle, you know, so yeah. I love that title. I do. As you get to it, as far as looking at, and you had quoted at Epic for America, but the cost, because we have to pay these bills until Doge can get in there.
Yeah. I mean, can you believe that Biden had this press conference yesterday saying, oh, I'm leaving the economy in such a healthy spot, and they're, you know, we've rebuilt the economy. Like, if you had rebuilt the economy, then Kamala Harris would be, you know, the one going into the White House today. It's a big lie. And I think the thing that worries me is that Biden has dug us into such a deep ditch. It may take a while for Trump to, you know, I hope for the best, but it may take a while. It took 18 months for Reagan to, you know, mm-hmm. rebuild the economy after the terrible Jimmy Carter years. So, you know, I don't want to tell people it's a straight upward trajectory, because there will be, you know, peaks and valleys here. But almost everything Trump is trying to do, you know, I have a few disagreements with him. I'm not a big fan of tariffs, but almost everything else he wants to do, I think, is really positive. And confidence is a big part of the game. But the average family lost over $2,000 of income when Biden and Kamala Harris were in office, over $2,000.
And then you were posting, you know, the graphic, and this is the Treasury Census CBO per household, the impact of the the Biden-Harris agenda. So putting out more than $36,000, the revenues taking in $17,000. And the debt, nearly $30,000. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
A fifth grader could do this math. It's not good.
Yeah. And he, you know, Biden was boasting about, I passed all these big, massive spending bills. Well, there's, you know, what I call the legacy of Joe Biden's presidency is the three D's. You know what? You want me to tell you what the three D's are?
Yeah.
Debt, deficits, and declining income.
Well, because, you know what, Stephen, I think the progressives and Democrats, they want us to be dependent on them. I mean, that's a piece of it, that if we're dependent and they take away our freedoms and really they would rather, I think, that we depend on the state, because then we're not weaned. We don't have freedom.
You know, hold on. I'm going to add to my debt deficits and declining income a fourth D, and you just gave it to me. So thank you. And you know what the fourth D is?
What?
So it's debt, deficits, declining income, and dependence on government.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think, and that's just it, that we want freedom. I think people just want to work. So tell me about the tariff thing with Trump, my interpretation of that. I know that you're an economist, so you're the expert. You say you don't like tariffs, but isn't it a tool for negotiating?
Yes. And I got to tell you this, having worked with Trump, you know, in his first term, the guy is a master negotiator. He really is. I've never, you know, what made him famous? What book made him famous? The Art
of the Deal.
Yeah. And, you know, he is an incredible negotiator because he understands the concept of leverage. You know, whenever you're negotiating with someone, you want to have the upper hand, right? You want to have the leverage over the other person. You don't want to, you know, go hat in hand to that person. And Trump understands that America has leverage over every other country because we're the strongest economy in the world. And everybody needs to trade with the U.S. Mexico needs to trade with us. Canada needs to trade with us. China needs to trade with us. Now, look, I think I'm a believer in Adam Smith, what he taught us of, you know, that when you have free trade, both countries benefit from that. But the other countries have to trade with us. In other words, you know, it's the old saying, you know, that if we sneeze, the rest of the country, the world, you know, catches pneumonia. So they need to have access to American markets. And Trump is basically telling these countries, if you want access to our markets, you better start playing by the rules, right? You stop stealing our technologies. You stop keeping our goods out of your countries. As he said to the Mexicans and the Canadians, keep the drugs out of U.S. Because, you know, fentanyl is a leading cause of death in America today. Mm-hmm. So, look, we'll see. I think he's used that strategy effectively. But I am a free trade guy, and I do believe that, you know, we don't want to have massive tariffs because that, you know, I don't want to start a global trade war. But I think in the end, look, the strategy worked the first time, and I think it will work this time again.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so I will mention to you that in my the last hour, we just talked about the you know, the dangerous gang, Venezuelan gangs in this country bringing even new drugs that we haven't heard of, this pink cocaine and Hezbollah's drug of choice. And it's so it's a hot mess. And so for you, Stephen Moore, I mean, you're somebody who's close to the president. You've been his economic advisor in the past. How do you maneuver? How do you see him maneuvering through the first 100 days of, and I'm very serious, mopping up, cleaning up, and then trying to move the country forward? What do you see happening, and what do you think we can expect from January 20th and then those first 100 days?
Well, I think it's, you know, going to be, you're going to be amazed about what we do in the first 100 hours, not just the first 100 days. I mean, first of all, he's going to have a stack of executive orders 1 inch thick on his desk. He's going to, his hand is going to get weary, you know, from signing all these executive orders. And a lot of them are just reversing. Do you remember, by the way, I bet you do, what the first thing Biden did when he came into office?
Well, it was the pipeline, the Keystone pipeline was one of them.
He killed the pipeline. And, you know, here's a vital part of American infrastructure that we need that is so critical to our country. And he killed it. And by the way, thousands of jobs went away because of that as well. Union paying jobs. So we're going to hopefully bring that back. We're going to build the infrastructure we need for our energy. We're going to produce our American oil, our gas, our coal. How about nuclear? Let's do those nuclear power plants to provide the energy we need. We're going to remember those stupid EV mandates.
Yes.
You got to buy an electric vehicle, and you get the producer, the manufacturer has to produce them. Those are gone. And by the way, I actually think I don't have a problem with EVs. I have a hybrid. I don't know about you, but my wife bought a hybrid. We love it. You know, we charge the battery at night, but we also have we use the gas when we're going, you know, on long distances. Well, the left is against hybrids.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
which is crazy.
It's against everything that works, and it makes me so angry. Well, we're going to let people buy whatever car they want to, because this is America.
So getting back to the Keystone Pipeline, because that was when I actually met then President Trump, because they were fighting for, you know, all of these different, you know, things like the Keystone Pipeline, all of that with regard to our relationships with Canada, Mexico, et cetera. Yeah. And Rich Zeoli, you probably know Rich, is on the afternoons, and he had brought me and as well Greg Stocker, our executive producer, and we got to meet. It was an honor of my lifetime. My dad printed out the picture with, you know, in the Oval Office where I stood with Trump, and my dad.
That's so cool.
Oh, my dad. He still hands him. He gets photocopies, and he like hands them out at church. Still, it's hysterical.
Yep.
He's like, you know. I'm an Emmy award-winning journalist, and but he's not proud of me for it. He's like, she actually was in the Oval Office with Trump. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's my, where my dad puts Trump. By the way, Pushing 90 says Trump is the best president in our American history. That's my dad. But
he's a great president. I always tell people, you know, I was really privileged. I don't say this to brag. I just say it because I've really been blessed in my life. I've worked for the two greatest presidents of modern times. I worked for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, and I think, you know, Reagan belongs on Mount Rushmore, in my opinion. But if Trump has a great second term like he did his first term, I think we got to put him up there too.
Yes. Amen. Back to the pipeline, though. You know, there are some who say, you know, that Alberta invested that $1 billion in the project, that it would be complicated. How do you see that pathway as far as reviving the Keystone XL?
The problem is that they quit the whole thing. You know, the people who were, you know, building it just said, okay, we're, you know, discontinuing it. So I can't tell you. I don't know. The project is dead right now, thanks to Joe Biden. And I don't know if they're going to go back and try to rebuild it. So I can't answer that question because it's a shame, by the way. It's a terrible thing, an important, vital part of our, you know, so like people in Boston, Massachusetts, they've had to get some of their, you know, natural gas from Russia, which is the stupidest thing. Yeah. We have more natural gas than any other country in the world, but we didn't have the pipelines to get the natural gas from, you know, North Dakota to Boston. So they have to get it from these other countries. It's idiotic.
So I guess it would depend on, would they call another like North American Energy Conference and try to get the major players? They'd have to bring them to the table.
Yes, that's a great idea, you know, because we need three things. First of all, we need the permitting to be able to drill for the oil and gas. And I guarantee you we're going to do that. The second thing is we need the pipelines. And the third thing we need refineries and LNG terminals so that we can, you know, the refineries, you know, take the stuff that comes out of the ground and refine it. And then the LNG terminals, what they do, because we have so much natural gas, and natural gas is a clean burning fuel, by the way, but we need to ship that. They need to essentially freeze it and then put it on the boats. And we should be providing all the energy for Europe. Why does Europe get its energy from Russia when they can get it from us?
Well, and that puts, you know, I'm obviously broadcasting from Philadelphia here in Pennsylvania. And I think that also many Pennsylvanians know how critical we are.
Yes.
You know, as the second largest producer,
we could
do a lot to help not just America be energy independent, but also the world relying on us.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we are going to be, I think I've told you this story before, but one of my first meetings with Donald Trump, which was now over 8 years ago, you know, I told him, I said, you know, sir, if you get American energy right, we can be the, you know, energy independent for the first time, you know, in my or your lifetime. And he's so funny. He slammed his fist on the table and said, Steve, I don't want America to be energy independent. I want us to be energy dominant. And we were on the way. First of all, under Trump, we did become energy independent for the first time. But we were also on the way to be energy dominant. And now, by the way, did we talk? Do you remember us talking a lot about OPEC when Trump was president? We turned OPEC into a toothless tiger because we were producing so much energy. And we played, I want people to understand this, we played right into the hands of Russia and Iran and OPEC by stopping American production. It didn't make any sense from an economic or a national security standpoint. I guarantee you, if Trump produces more energy, and we're going to do it, we can produce 3 million more barrels a day, we can put Putin out of business.
Yeah. Stephen Moore, thank you so much for joining me. I could listen to you all day. Congratulations.
Well, let me say something on the way out. Can I? Thank you to your listeners, because seriously, Pennsylvania was the keystone state. You were the ones who brought Trump. I was very nervous on election night. I knew it was going to be close in Pennsylvania, but I know your listeners did so much. You know, I know people, I know, because I visited Pennsylvania. I met the people who were knocking on doors, the people who did it in the poll watching, the people urging, helping people get to the polls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not just Donald Trump. It's a whole movement. And the patriotic Americans, many of whom are listening to the show, I seriously, thank you, thank you. You changed our country.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for being here. Until next time, my friend.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.